Well, we've won the election. That's what we've done. We've won the election.
Министър-председателят на Австралия Малкъм Търнбул официално обяви, че коалицията спечели федералните избори.
Above all, I want to thank the Australian people. Earlier today, Bill Shorten called me and congratulated me on being re-elected as Prime Minister. And I thank Bill for that call. He congratulated me and Lucy, and I thanked him and Chloe for making that call. And I have to say, on a family note, when Bill called me, I had our little granddaughter Isla on my left hip, so she was a one-year-old witness to history.
По-рано лидерът на опозицията Бил Шортън телефонира на господин Търнбул, за да признае загубата на опозицията на изборите и да го поздрави с успеха.
It's been the longest election in 50 years. It was a long 8-week election campaign, and indeed, it seems that the 8 days since the election have been very long as well. But whilst counting has not concluded in a number of very close seats, it is clear that Mr. Turnbull and his coalition will form a government. Whether or not it's a minority government or a majority government of one or two seats, it is clear they will form a government. So I have spoken to Mr. Turnbull early this afternoon to congratulate him and Lucy and to wish them my very best.
Господин Шортън каза, че се надява правителството да си върши добре работата и обеща да работи заедно с коалицията, където е възможно за сплотяване на нацията.
They've made it clear with the representatives that they've selected that they expect us to work together. I pledge and I've indicated to Mr. Turnbull that where there is common ground, we will work very hard to accomplish it. I understand that we have an opportunity here. The Australian people expect all sides of politics to work in the national interest, in the interest of the people, not just themselves. So I understand that we need to make this parliament function and we will be up for that.
Господин Търнбул каза, че той също се надява да намери общ език за ползотворна работа с опозицията.
Shorten said earlier today that he looked forward to seeking to reach common ground and I welcome that remark. I welcome that. Because it is vital that this parliament works. It is vital that we work together and as far as we can find ways upon which we can all agree, consistent with our policies that we've taken to the election, consistent with our political principles, that meet the great challenges Australia faces.
Малкъм Търнбул подчерта, че има редица ключови въпроси, които правителството трябва да балансира.
We need to ensure that Medicare and education, our health services, and all those vital government services are provided for and Australians feel secure that they are provided for and guaranteed. And at the same time, we have to ensure that we bring our budget back into balance.
От своя страна, Бил Шортън каза, че ще отстоява твърдо на основните ценности на неговата партия, като запазването на Medicare и финансирането на образованието.
The Medicare cuts shouldn't be persisted with. I think Australians have made that very clear. I don't know if the Liberals have quite worked out what happened in this election, but Medicare was a key issue. And the cuts are a key issue. I know that there's great disharmony within the coalition about the superannuation changes, and perhaps the government should reconsider the concerns about retrospectivity and superannuation, but this is for Mr. Turnbull to do, and as I said, I wished him well today.
Малкъм Търнбул официално обяви, че периода на служебното правителство е приключил и че новото правителство ще положи клетва най-вероятно следващата седмица. Господин Търнбул каза, че няма да има основни промени в състава на новото правителство.
I've obviously given consideration to the ministry both before and after the election, and as you know, I've said that the ministry I led to the election will be the ministry I lead after the election. Regrettably, several ministers have not been returned, and so there will be some changes, but you shouldn't anticipate, you know, large-scale changes. The ministry was assembled relatively recently following the retirement of Warren Truss.
Министър-председателят Малкъм Търнбул и лидерът на опозицията Бил Шортън бяха единодушни в желанието си да разгледат възможността за въвеждане на електронно гласуване, за да се избегне продължителното време на несигурност в очакване на крайните резултати от изборите. Бил Шортън обяви, че ще обсъди с Малкъм Търнбул неговите идеи за полагане на основите на нов закон за въвеждането на електронно гласуване.